Friends, we are going to discuss in this chapter about the customer service. Customer services in the banks always considered or always commented that the services in the banks to the customers are deteriorating. No proper service is provided to the customers, that is, from all the forums, normally bankers are blamed. Is it true or it's only the propaganda that publics are making? Let us understand what the customer service is, how and why it was implemented in the banks. Is there any regulatory concern? If yes, then what are the regulatory points which are required to be considered by the bankers while implementing the customer service? And moreover, how to improve the bank customer service in the banks? And after all, at the end of the chapter, you will understand the many methods or the tools for improvement of the customer service. So let us discuss about the customer service. The objective, as I said, the objective is of the customer service in the banks is various efforts that is made by the Reserve Bank of India or for improvement of the customer service in the banks. Thereafter, the steps taken at the branch to improve the customer service and understanding the various ways to handle the customer service. In the banks, how the customer services are provided? You know, the banking is a service-oriented industry. And wherever there is a service, customers must be satisfied about that. If customers are not satisfied, then perhaps banker may lose a very good assets or very good depositors, very good borrowers from their fold of customers' fold. The customer service is one of the areas where the banks are criticized most, as I said earlier also. Though in recent times there have been a considerable improvement in the customer service area, and private banks have been the pioneer in this respect, because public sector, when the public sectors, it is always considered as and when work will be done, that time service will be provided. That was the approach of the public sector banks. But in the stiff competition, when the public sector banks came into the existence and they started providing much better and improved customer services, then the public sector banks started feeling the heat about what kind of services they are providing to their customer, what the counterparty, what the other end banks or next door banks are providing the services to them. So these are the areas of the concern normally considered for improvement of the customer service in the public sector banks. With a banking industry which is embracing the technology like never before, the emphasis has been shifted to improving the quality of the customer service and operational efficiency too. And nobody else other than the branch manager can effectively implement the change of improved customer service. The branch managers have to be alive to their role vis-a-vis improving the customer service and the challenges faced by them. Let us understand first, right from the zero, what is the customer service? Customer service is an important, but it is a broad concept in the banking industry. It is not a minute. It is a broad concept of the banking industry. In a sense, the bank's service is based on the businesses, what type of business they are conducting. So most of their activities which involves the element of services. While they do so, they sell the banking and financial products. There are often little tangible product variation among the other offering. Almost alike products are offered by almost all the banks. Then why the customer should bank with one bank and why not bank with the other bank? That is the question which is normally posed to the customer he himself. Then the question comes, what is plus and what is minus in particular branch? If service plays a very important role, which is services which are offered by the bank where he likes most. Customer service managers generally deal directly with the services issue, but the several other common banking jobs which involves the services. Now let us see what is the customer service definition is, or how the customer service is defined. Customer service is not merely an fulfillment of the government guidelines, or it is not even a mechanical adherence to the time frame of services. It is a philosophy, an attitude of the professional commitment, which believes in ultimate satisfaction of the customer wants. What the customer wants, at which point he wants, if there is any delay, perhaps his work may not be done. So, at right time, right type of services must be provided by the banks, and if this kind of services are provided, that is called as the best customer service. The essential of the good delivery system is speed, again accuracy, timeless and courtesy and the concern. These are the areas where branch manager or branch has to maintain so as to provide better and efficient customer service. To improve the customer service in the banking industry, the Government of India, more particularly Reserve Bank of India, has taken various steps to improve the customer services. Therefore, Reserve Bank of India, under the chairmanship of Sri P.K. Talwar, the then chairman of the State Bank of India, and the working group submitted its report in 1977, and it has highlighted four independent factors which affected the quality of the customer service at that point of time in 1977. Those four points are: 1. Public expectations have increased considerably. 2. The services which are considerably influenced by the quality and the job knowledge of the bank personnel. Under the customer expectation, demands of the customers are more, and information and expect the answer in the form of yes or no. Again, decision making, what we were discussed in earlier chapters. You have to say yes or no. You cannot say maybe or may, yes, maybe or no, maybe, something like that. Similarly, frequently the entire orientation of the staff is towards the procedures. Their attention is towards the procedure. That means what happens, they are looking, bank staff is looking at the documents and not the person sitting in front of him. What it indicates, the customer feels that he is neglected. And they are working without asking them, only on the based on the paper. So that means the services are considerably influenced by the quality and the job knowledge of the bank personnel. Any question is asked, people are referring to certain books, which should not be. The knowledgeable people, right people, at right time on the right job is the strategy. Third one is the employee motivation. But before that, as I said, when the staffs are paying same, rather than saying yes or no, they are referring to the books, referring to the papers, and then providing the services to the customer, which is, as I said, not a correct way. For that purpose, employee motivation is a must. Of course, the factor paramount to importance of the customer service. The staff is very widely scattered and thousands of locations, and the sense of belongings tends to dilute most of the work is respective of monotonous job. Almost all the times they are doing the monotonous job, same job continuously for over the period, maybe over the months, over the years they are conducting. So under the circumstances, while doing the monotonous job, always somebody is feeling that there is nothing new. What is there in the job? So they are trying to tame, they are dissatisfied customer, they are dissatisfied staff. So anybody, if it is dissatisfied, do you expect any better customer service from them? Definitely not. Therefore, it seems to be a natural that motivation of the customer service has not been particularly in the higher order it is taken. So the base work is also required to be done by the branch manager so as to prompt the concerned staff to give the better and efficient customer service at all locations, at all the time, all the points. Systems and procedures is the last point which was decided at that point of time in 1977 when technology was not that much developed in the banking industry. So the system and procedures, tools of delivery of the customer satisfying services. Generally, the systems and procedures are developed essentially for maintenance of the books of account and records for safeguarding the bank's interest. These are not seen as aided by promotion to the client satisfaction. So those four points which we have discussed were commented improvement by the Talwar committee in 1977 when the technology was not that way improved, but and even during that time there was no origination of new private sector banks. Even though private sector banks were there, those banks were considered as old private sector banks, but again the situation in public sector up to 1997 in the private sector and public sector was ideally the same. But when new generation private sector banks came and they started giving the better services than any other banks, then all these banks have wake up and they thought that yes, customer service plays a very vital and important role in the banking. This working group of Talwar committee working group has also identified the some of the major areas of concerning the causes for the customer's dissatisfaction. Delay in putting through the transaction. What are the areas where the customers are not satisfied? Number one, delay in putting through the transaction by the bank. Delay in decision making. Again, I am emphasizing the fact that what earlier we have discussed in the decision making process, the same process because of customer dissatisfaction happens. So decision making, and that too only in respect of yes or no, that has to be naturally, that could be the answer for any questions that customer has asked. With regard to the credit application, particularly the questions asked and the data required are not fully relevant. All the inquiries not made at one time, lack of counseling. So these are some of the areas where they found that the gap is there. Delay in correspondence. Banks are not at all responding any letters or any inquiries made by the customers. Then undue emphasis of the staff on observance of the rules and procedures. General attitude of the cool and unconcerned apathy of the client and the absence of elementary discipline, which is very much required in any service industry, is not provided by the bank. These were some of the areas where customers got dissatisfied. The Reserve Bank again set the committee for improvement of the customer service in the banking. Somewhere in the year 2010, under the chairmanship of Mr. M. Damodaran, the ex-chairman of SEBI, Securities and Exchange Board of India, and they have certain findings which are implemented by the Reserve Bank of India through their banks. And what are the findings of the committee is banks were brought under the ambit of the Customer and Consumer Protection Act and Right of Information Act. All the banks which are governed by the government are brought under the ambit of Consumer Protection Act and RTI, that is Right of Information. The Banking Ombudsman Scheme was also launched, which was in 2006, to look into the bank customer grievances and award the suitable compensation for the aggrieved customer, along with the setting up of the banking courts and the standard boards of India, and bringing uniformity in the customer service standard in the banks in India. All these are already implemented by the banks. Though it was, committee has given its finding in 2010, all these aspects are already implemented in the bank. But still, whether there is an improvement in the customer service or not, that is a question. That is why we have to see how to improve the banking customer service in the branches. A customer always wants a prompt and a direct access to the management or to the employees. If counter clerk is responding to the customer, and if customer is not satisfied or his ego is also not satisfied, first thing what he does, he is trying to approach to the branch manager. If branch manager is not available, and because of introduction of the some of the areas, introduction of the some of the comments by Reserve Bank of India, in some areas like Banking Ombudsman or Consumer Protection Act, he will immediately threaten the counter clerk, yes, if you are not satisfying me, I am contacting to your higher-ups, or I am going to the consumer court, or I am approaching to the ombudsman. So these kind of threats are also given by the customers to the banking people. He doesn't want anything to be complicated, uncomplicated, courteous, fast, accurate, and confidential services. The accent here is this, being a courteous. You should, pleasing services are always welcome. Even if mistakes are happened with the pleasing services, everything will happen as per the systems and procedures which are laid down. How to improve the customer service in the bank? The most common complaints from the customers in the areas like in the likely remedies are. Now, we have seen the areas where the customers are mostly dissatisfied and they are raising the complaints. Which are those areas where we can feel or we can see that these areas need further more improvement? So, the most common complaints from the customers and its likely remedy, that we are going to discuss now. Number one, delay at counters. When the customer comes in the branch, they found that always there is a delay at the counters. Either people are not looking at him, they are not promptly taking their check or taking cash or not giving the required forms or applications. These kind of services which are normally given at the counters. But either counter, many times counter is unmanned also. So these kind of services, if they are provided by the branch, then definitely there is a scope for the customer complaint. If any customer finds that the queue exists in the banks with a teller apparently standing idle, that is one area of complaining. Big queue is in front of the teller. There is no other provision for putting the other teller into place. The teller concerned standing idle may not pertain to the department where the customer wants to get their work done. Sometimes teller is there, there are no people, but he is standing idle. It is better not to locate the employee that have an regular irregular workflow wherever near the public counters. Public counters should be always properly given a treatment because that is the area where you can give the maximum satisfaction to the customers. This simple step will reduce many customer complaints. Taking into consideration the situation that moment, if there is a big crowd, there is a big long queue, and there is a more there are many more people, say for depositing the cash or say for depositing the checks or say for opening the account, there is a queue, then people doesn't want nowadays to stand in queue. They want immediate and prompt services. Taking the situation into consideration, it is a responsibility of the branch manager either to open another counter or put the available resources from the back office to the front office and get the things done and satisfy the customers and resolve as early as possible the requirement of the customers as early as possible, because if he is satisfied, your work is done. There is no scope for the complaint. So delay at the counters is considered is a first and prime most important factor for the branch manager to improve it. Many times customers are calling over telephone and they are receiving the engaged tone, or maybe the telephone is out of order. The branch phone either remains out of order or busy or engaged. Effort should be made to see that the staff member should not monopolize the telephone during the banking hours, and lengthy conversation should be discouraged for hours, maybe half an hour or quarter or maybe hours together. There are habit to the bank employees to talk to the customers. It may be their personal call, it may be official call or whatever it may be. But any call which you are making from the public contact number, which is provided to the public from the bank, that call should be always utilize shortest possible time for the discussion, and immediately either provide the answer or you divert the line, or you drop the phone, or you can ask the customer to call after some time or whatever it may be, but you cannot keep the telephone line engaged for longer time. Effort should be made to see that the staff member should not monopolize the telephone during the banking hours, and lengthy conversation should be discouraged. All outgoing and incoming trunk calls should be monitored, and the branch telephone should be kept in order through the proper liaison and the concerned department. It should be properly monitored or properly used. Then, third one is late dispatch of mail. This invariably an area which gives rise to the various complaints and need the added attention. For example, courier services are very important for sending the communication to the customers or any authorities. So the courier services to improve, and busy centers should be preferred. The duty of the dispatch staff should be staggered to ensure that the dispatch of the mail is done on the same day. No backlog should be kept. Today's mail, you cannot send it tomorrow, because there is something, always adopt one principle, that in one paper which one employee of the bank is seeing, there is another person behind that paper. So he is waiting for the response. Even if response is ready and if there is a delay in sending the mail, perhaps it is not a correct approach that the branch is having. If the hand delivery items are heavy, courier services for the local center should also be introduced. So most of the banks nowadays, they have introduced the courier services rather than sending the letters or mails by the post offices. Another area in the operation more particularly is errors in daily transactions. If transaction is put through, as we have seen when we were talking about the operational issues in earlier chapters, that time we have said error-free, timely execution of the customer transaction. If there are errors, then perhaps the counter card or maybe the employees, they are not taking a proper cognizance of what the operations purpose for which he is put there, and if he is not putting the correct transactions, it leads to the scope of raising the complaint by the customers. Errors in daily transactions. Always whenever customers submit any request, acknowledge immediately and complain later in the connection with the errors in daily transaction, as investigation may take some time. So what is more important, if transaction related complaints are received, it is important to put a stamp mark the time and put the initial on the, and acknowledge that to the customer. If it is an error, if there is operational error, to rectify it, take some more time. Whenever the branch is at mistake, a straight admission should be made together with a suitable apology and confirmation that the error has been rectified as early as possible. If there is a mistake from the bank side or any bank employee side, acceptance of the mistake is most important. Once it is accepted, try to rectify it. Call the customer, need not wait that he should approach again for what has happened to his letter or what has happened to complain. Rather, branch should call them and tell them that your mistake has been rectified. You express the apology for the mistake it was happened and everything is set right, then it will not lead to further escalation of the complaints. So, always it is better to try to sort out the operation related matters or operation complaints as early as possible. Letter of complaint should be handled or replied either by the manager or to the deputy manager or the departmental heads of the branch. In most cases, the complaints, the branches were found to be in the wrong, and straight apology for mistakes earns the respect and commitment of the customer. Another area is lack of attention by the bank staff. Even if customer is standing in front of you, are not greeting him, rather not looking at him and asking him to stand, unless and until, and whenever he asks, it is experienced by many occasions that the counter clerk gets shouted at him, which is not correct way of attending the customer. It is a common complaint that the customers entering into the branch premises have to crave for the employees, for employee attention. The remedy lies in the cultivation of the friendly demur to be a customer who comes into the branch, whether valuable or otherwise, a smile in the face would not cost. Always remember. Also keeps the face younger, but go a long way in satisfying customers' expectation. Another issue is discourteous behavior of the officers, tailors, and subordinate staffs. This type of complaints are more. It is not uncommon that the customer and the staff members, including the branch manager, are found heated discussion with the customers. You should not argue with the customers. Being a branch manager, you have a different role to play. You are indifferent from the other staff members. So, always, you should keep a courteous behavior with the customers. If the customer is argumentative and if he or she should pass it upon the managerial line and as soon as possible, but no circumstances should members of the staff be tempted to argue in return. Again and again I am repeating that argument never ends. So better not to argue. If you are not in position to satisfy the customer, pass on the line to the managers, and once the line is passed, then you keep arguing. Then if you keep arguing, then perhaps you are not a good banker. So you stop arguing. A customer, however argumentative he or she may, will soon wear out in the front of the patient's hearing. Remember, customer is in your premises, and always customer is a king and you are at service to him. You are at service for giving him services or resolve his difficulties. The right approach would be to adopt an attitude or calm dignity and request the customer to be kind enough to discuss the matter with someone up in the hierarchy. It requires a little skill to be courteous when the customer is being discourteous, but This is very soon forgotten in work situation. Therefore, always your behavior with the customer should be always courteous. Another area is delay in handling the transactions. Usually it happens that any issues which are raised by the customers, which is always in the paper, if it is in the paper form or it is paper oriented, and lack of coordination between the different departments. Suppose complaint is made by the customer at your desk, and if it is not pertaining to you, should not direct the customer to go to some other department. Perhaps you yourself take a call, acknowledge it, and give it to the concerned department, and you help out the customer. Don't ask the customer to move from this pillar to that pillar and like this. So, this usually happens when the paper-oriented procedures and lack of coordination between various departments of the same branch. Also, the officers and the staff do not normally look beyond their own department, sits and do not follow the work done, do not follow up the work done by them that might have got some diverted in other wrong department. So always see that customer should be always proactive, customer should be proactively engaged, and he should provide the services. Proper follow-up, action and coordination between the various departments are probably the greatest single contribution which can be made towards achieving it can be towards achieving an efficient services. While giving such kind of services, they reduce the delay and ensures the prompt services despite the proper coordination, a little initiative from the staff officers and handling the transaction will go long way in cutting the delay. Again, proper training is also required to be given to the concerned staff at the counter. That is also one of the recommendation. And if training is not provided, then perhaps it is the area of concern to the respective bank, not only branch but the bank. Staff posted at the counters and the officers supervising them should at least be well conversant with their respective jobs. If he or she does not have any answers or do not understand any areas, then in that case he should be assisted by the somebody. If he or she does not have all the answers and either himself or herself find it for the customer or may direct the customers to the respective department for getting these queries resolved,